Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Control of the vehicle you're driving. We'll take your calls. It's all in the next hour, 6 o'clock at the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The longest-serving member of the Virginia State Senate has died.
Charles Colgan, who represented Prince William County, died yesterday at a hospice center at the age of 90. He was the founder of Colgan Air, a regional commuter airline based in Manassas, and was first elected to the Virginia Senate in 1975, retiring last January. Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring said in a statement, "Chuck was someone I always looked up to because he was an honest broker who told you what he believed, found joy in the opportunity to serve, and was willing to work with anyone to improve the lives of people in Prince William, Northern Virginia, and around the state." Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In Montgomery County, officials are stunned by the sudden death yesterday of the county's health officer, Dr. Alder Tillman. She was 67 and had been Montgomery County's health officer and chief public health services for 13 years. Republicans in Congress are already taking the first steps to dismantle Obamacare. Maryland Republican Congressman Andy Harris says they'll be using the Democrats' own tactics against them.
We're going to repeal the sections that we can repeal through what's called reconciliation, which is the way Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid passed it without requiring 60 votes in the Senate.
Harris said on WMAL's Larry O'Connor show that whatever the GOP sets up to replace Obamacare, people with pre-existing conditions will be assured of insurance coverage. President Obama, meanwhile, travels to Capitol Hill today, giving congressional Democrats advice on how to fight back against GOP attempts to take apart Obamacare. The seats inside Prince William County Public Schools are filling up fast. But now there's a fight among educators over whether a new school should be built to deal with the overcrowding.
Tonight there could be a special school board meeting to talk about building a new high school in Prince William County. The county's Board of Supervisors has offered an extra $21 million to make it happen. School board member Sean Brand.
That model would provide an additional 500 seats to the 13th high school, which is needed based on the projections of population.
But the school board chairman has repeatedly denied several requests to hold a special meeting. Brand says as long as they can get at least 5 members tonight, they plan to hold it. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new national ranking says Maryland's public schools are now the 5th best in the country. For many years, they were number 1 in the ranking by Education Week. By last year, though, Maryland had slipped to number 4, and this year, the state's public schools trail Massachusetts, New Jersey, Vermont, and New Hampshire. The sentencing phase begins today in Charleston, South Carolina, in the trial of church shooter Dylan Roof.
The jury that convicted Dylan Roof will now decide whether he'll get the death penalty or life in prison. The avowed white supremacist was found guilty of murdering 9 black parishioners at a historic Charleston, South Carolina church last year. Because the 22-year-old has decided to represent himself, defense attorney Jake Irwin says this phase of the trial may be weird. The move could give him the opportunity to question the survivors of the shooting if they're called as witnesses. Though Roof has said he plans to call no witnesses or introduce any evidence. If Roof does nothing during the penalty phase and the jury sentences him to death, Irwin says it could be Roof's way of sending a message. I'm Scott Carr.
Maryland's Attorney General is recommending the state create a uniform policy for testing rape kits. Brian Frosch's office has released a new report on untested sexual assault evidence, finding that there are some 3,700 untested rape kits statewide. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,882, the Nasdaq at 54,29. Sports, John Wall's 27 points, not enough, as the Wizards lose in Dallas. The Caps beat the Maple Leafs in overtime. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Imagine I'm no different than you. Rush.
We just want to laugh.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's going to have a fun quotient to it.
More than just politics. Weekdays noon till 3.
Rush.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-467-1443. That's 1-800-467-1443. 1-800-467-1443. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health insurance company and other factors, not available in all states.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 accident cleanup continues, but they are making progress here eastbound right as you come up to the exit for the Beltway. Everything to the median, but a lot of flashing lights. So do watch coming in from St. Nutley Street up through to the Beltway. Inside the Beltway through Falls Church, we do have that stop and go before the HOV restrictions kick in. Manassas, watch for the accident slowing you on Dumfries Road. Southbound direction 234 Dumfries Road at the intersection of Hoadley Road. Watch for police directing through the scene there. Let's go Maryland. Around the Beltway, no major problems reported. 270 volume through Urbana and Hyattstown. Foggy conditions. Please keep the speeds down so make sure you can see everything in front of you. Aspen Hill, stretch of Connecticut Avenue closed right near the Kmart just off of George Avenue. Crash brought down a tree. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. With over 200 physicians across 39 specialties, named Washingtonians 2016 Best Doctors List. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A cold front pushes through this morning. It'll take the fog and the clouds away. The winds will go around the northwest and start gusting, and then developing sunshine. Temperatures will be in the mid-50s and slowly fall through the afternoon. Upper 20s tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Gainesville, 43 in Germantown, 46 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. The famed Hollywood sign could get some more security after the Hollyweed prank. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, we'll be joined by Morgan Wright, a cybersecurity analyst. We'll talk about ethics on Capitol Hill with Tom Fenton from Judicial Watch. And then at 8:35, Dylan Byers from CNN will be here to talk about the departure of Megyn Kelly heading over to NBC. How's that going to work out? That's all coming up at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson, joined in studio today by Vince Colonnaise, the editor-in-chief of The Daily Caller, must-see reading for anybody who wants to know what's going on in Washington, D.C. Vince, good morning to you again.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
I'm taking my time on my ride. Oh, 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 I'm falling. So
let me just tell you, folks, I can say this with a great deal of certainty. Driverless cars are coming. Are you ready to give up control of your vehicle to a computer and a GPS system? 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Americans love cars. Americans love to get behind the wheel of a car. There is no greater joy in my life than to get on an open highway in some beautiful part of the country and just take a road trip. I mean, that is the American dream for many, many people. And yet, we are now getting to the point where technology is so good that almost every major manufacturer is in the process of developing a car that does not require the driver's involvement.
Right. It's American, as you said. Can you imagine if all of a sudden baseball was robotic or apple pie was robotic? It wouldn't stand. And in this case, we're rapidly heading in that direction. It's incredible at the pace at which we are moving to a place where everyone could potentially be in an automatic car very soon.
I want to know what you would do. Are you ready for the automatic car? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Get on board and let us know what you think. I mean, I think people have very passionate opinions about this. I'd like to know what you think. Here's a story that that crossed our desk yesterday. We didn't get to it, but it fits right into this story. It's written by quoting a guy from University of California's San Diego's Contextual Robotics Institute. And his prediction is this. Kids born today, being born right now, will never get to drive a car. That the technology, we're right on the precipice of this technology coming in, and by the time kids are being born today, get to be 16 years old, and it's time for them to take their driver's test, they will not need it because the cars will all be driving themselves. That's how close we are to this technology. Already, the Tesla. You put the Tesla on an open highway and set it on autopilot, and you pretty much don't have to touch anything.
Yeah, will the car drop your kids off at soccer practice
for
you?
No, it's not that good yet. But it is going to get there. And the technology literally, if you don't believe me, read this story right here. At the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas going on right now, some of the biggest displays that are there are from car manufacturers who are showing off their prototype driverless cars. Ford, Chevy, everybody is getting into the business of developing a driverless car. And they say, well, no, it's not ready yet, but a lot of these things are going to be slowly, incrementally put into your car that, you know, like, for example, you know, remember the cars that came out that could actually parallel park themselves?
Right.
That was like the first step. That meant that the car could take control of the steering wheel. And the brakes. And now we have auto stop features. If you're not paying attention and you're running up on a car too fast, the car will stop automatically. These are all incremental implementations Definitely. Of the driverless car. And it's just a matter of time till all the pieces get so good that you no longer really have to drive the car.
Well, how often have we seen luxury features become standard in vehicles? Everything from cruise control to powered windows to air conditioning, everything sort of like it gets its start, it catches on, backup cameras, it catches on, and then it becomes standard.
Backup cameras, I mean, used to be a very expensive add-on to get a backup camera in your car. I love the backup camera. I just bought a car for my daughter who's just beginning to learn to drive. It may be a skill she won't need very long, but she's beginning to learn to drive now. And this little basic model that I bought for her, every one of them has a backup camera.
Right.
So the technology is becoming more and more common. The elements are all there. It's just a matter of putting them together. And then whether or not the American people actually will accept this idea that I'm going to sit back and let the car take me to my destination.
We'll see if people can give up that control, especially in a place like Washington. My goodness.
Theoretically, the computers should be safer than the humans. Theoretically, they should be able to do this more reliably than a human driver, which is prone to human error. I mean, it theoretically.
Right.
But will people be willing to let go and trust the computer? I don't know that I ever
could. And how quickly will we be demanding that every car be computerized? Because as long as there's still a human on the road, there's a risk, right?
That's right. Are you ready for the driverless car? Mike in Springfield, you're up first with Brian and Vince Colonnaise today. What do you think?
In the Washington, D.C. area, I think it would be an amazing thing to have because I'm on the road every day and I get to watch people read the newspaper, read books, put on makeup, get dressed, shave, brush their teeth. If they're that busy, a driverless car would be the absolute most wonderful thing. Maybe we might get some traffic to let go on the beltway.
Well, I mean, what is the greatest threat to drivers right now? The smartphone.
Right.
Because people can't put them down. And they're constantly glancing at their emails, futzing with the phone, checking, you know, the text messages that are coming in. And if you didn't have to focus on that and the car could do the driving, then it would ostensibly be safer, would it not?
Ostensibly, yeah. But it would take away the ability to drive.
I know. Okay, thank you for the call, Mike. Greatly appreciate it. How about Dave in Leesburg? You're on with Brian and Vince this morning. What do you think?
Hi, morning, you guys. Yeah, hey, I grew up in Wisconsin, and my question is, what's going to happen with the sensors and all these automatic cars when you're getting snow and ice and fog and all the nasty things that come with winter weather? We here in Washington just get a taste of that. You try having 6, almost maybe 9 months of the year with crappy weather. What's going to happen with that?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
That's a great question.
Because I think, you know, with the Google cars that are out on the road now putting in miles and miles and miles, I don't think they drive in winter weather.
Yeah, anyone who's ever driven in rough conditions knows it takes a lot of human instinct to even get through something like that. We're going to let the robots take over black ice? I don't think so.
Now, I might trust them on dry pavement, but I don't know about black ice. You're right. How about Jason in Southern Maryland? What do you think? You ready to give up that driver's license and let the car do the driving?
I really don't think it's going to be reasonable anytime soon. We actually just had a debate. I'm a teacher in Southern Maryland. I just had a debate with my students the other day about this, and I think one of the biggest issues is insurance companies. I just don't think that insurance companies anytime willing soon are going to be willing to, due to loss of life or property, are going to be willing to be able to take a chance on a driverless car.
You know what? I disagree with you on that, because I think they will look at it and they'll say, statistically, there will be computers that collide. I mean, there will be accidents. But I think in the grand scheme of things, way fewer accidents than we have right now.
Yeah. I would love to know how you assess fault, the older operating system.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Well, that car is old, so it was at fault. It didn't have the latest
upgrade.
Right,
it wasn't intelligent enough to know.
It wasn't smart enough. More of your calls straight ahead. Are you ready to give up control of your vehicle and take on a driverless car? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Right now, 6:15, time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Right now, people are still driving their cars. How are they doing out there, Jamie Whitten?
I hope so. Two hands on the wheel. Well, we do have a couple problems here for the early start. Number one, we do have some foggy conditions, so it's a little bit of a problem around the region. Just give yourself extra time. Leaving Ellicott City, crashes on southbound 29 at Route 100. Heads up in Aspen Hill. This could take a while. We have a closure, a stretch of Connecticut Avenue, closed just off of George Avenue, closed in each direction. Have a down. That's over near the Kmart. Let's go Virginia, 66 eastbound, just about wrapped up with this crash. Right as you come up to the Beltway, off to the shoulder, but you still see flashing lights in Nutley up to the Beltway. Also, we have our normal early delays here as you try to push out of Manassas and in toward Centerville. Heading in through town, we look good over the bridges, across the 14th Street Bridge, Anacostia Crossings, no early problems. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it looks like it's going to be cloudy this morning, but clear this afternoon. By the time everything burns off, it's going to be a pretty nice day, although a bit breezy. High of 54 degrees tonight, mostly clear in 29. And we don't actually come out of the 30s through the weekend. Temperatures in the next few days beyond that will be in the 30s with overnight lows in the 20s. By the way, Thursday, tomorrow, there might be a little snow. It's hard to tell right now. It's right on the bubble, but be weather aware. The high on Thursday is expected to be 39 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 48 degrees, 617 on WML.
Shut up and drive.
You ready for the driverless car, Vince? I was just making a list of things that are in cars now. A lot of cars are now having this thing called adaptive cruise control, mm-hmm. which is if you get on the highway and you set the cruise control at, let's say, 65, and you come up on a car that's going slower than that and you have no way to get around it, it will actually start to slow down and match the speed of that car at a respectable distance. That's adaptive cruise control. Auto braking. Steering control is already in some cars. GPS. Everybody's got a GPS. And then artificial intelligence is getting so much better each and every year. It's the merging of all of these technologies that will make the driverless car possible. And theoretically, I mean, look at the airline industry. By and large, let's be honest about it. You don't even need a pilot. In most cases, on an airline. Most of it is done by computer. We certainly are about to, I think, reach the point where the driverless car is a real thing.
And it has incredible implications, other than just like our ability to have a convenient commute. One of the most popular jobs in every state in the country is commercial driving.
Yep.
The exception being a place like D.C. where it's being a lawyer.
Tom in Gainesville, you're on with Brian and Vince Colonnais from the Daily Caller today. What do you think there, Tom?
Well, I think that a big thing that people aren't thinking about this is the human skill set that we've acquired over time to be able to drive. I think it's a pretty big deal for us to, you know, have these abilities and not let the machines and robots take over.
I don't know. I think we give up stuff all the time. I think that as technology gets better, there are a lot of jobs that we no longer do.
I don't know, but Tom's got a point. When the EMP hits and the grid goes down and those cars can't drive on their own, somebody's got to know how to steer that wheel.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, what happens if there's a massive failure of the GPS system one day?
Yeah.
And then everybody goes, I don't know how to drive.
I guess everyone's staying at home.
I don't know how to drive this thing. I don't know what to do. All right, well, thanks for the call. Greatly appreciate it. How about Paul in Haymarket? You're on with Brian and Vince this morning.
Paulie.
I'm sorry, Paulie. Excuse me.
That's okay. I don't think I want an automated car, personally. I think all this automation, a lot of it, is making us lazy. And I'm showing my age here, but let's go back to 1969, Zager and Evans in the song in the year
25. Right.
There's TV shows where it shows these cars getting hacked and things like that. You know, maybe it's all fantasy, but I want to be able to learn, you know, stay driving, and I want my children to learn how to write in cursive.
Paulie's so old-fashioned, wanting to drive your own car.
Yeah, and by the way, a Zager and Evans reference early in the morning. That's awesome, Paulie. Thank you for that one. That song, by the
well,
way...
I'm old. I can remember.
That song, by the way, was recorded in my hometown. I happen to know that. Mark in Fairfax, you're up next with Brian and Vince this morning.
Morning, gentlemen. I think I've got an idea that even Paulie might agree with.
All right.
Anything that keeps me from standing in line at the Department of Motor Vehicles is a good thing.
Mark, you're so naive. How can you think this? How could you believe that the government would
back out?
Yes, exactly. Want to have less to do with you when your car drives itself.
If I can retrofit a 67 GTO with driverless, fine. Do it.
Well, and listen, think about this for example. At what age, then, can you start to drive if you're not really driving? At what age can your kid get in the car and go to school?
Right. And you don't have to get off from work early anymore because your car is taking your kid to and from.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not driving, do you have to have, you wouldn't have to have a license?
Yes.
That fascinating idea. I mean, it's a really bizarre idea. Alan in Fredericksburg, you're on with Brian and Vince this morning.
Guys, I hope you're having a good day, and I've got two quick points. One is in reference to the loss of skill set. As the horseless carriage came along, were people concerned that if more and more people drive cars, that we're going to lose the ability to ride a horse? Because I'm sure plenty of people argued that that's a skill set that we want to have. Technology is amazing, and I have no problem with it if it works. My biggest issue is if that EMP goes off or... what's going to happen to all these cars? Are they going to careen off the road? And has a software system network been made that has not gone down yet?
Yeah, I mean, at what point when the system fails, does the person re-enter the equation? I mean, and how skilled does that person then have to be? Does the car, if the system fails, just pull over and stop?
Right. And if it's a matter of convenience, if the whole idea is that you can have automation available to you so you can simply sit in the car and not pay attention to how it's being driven, the second that the system fails, as you just suggested, happens? Do you throw the newspapers and the laptop out of your lap and you're like, oh, I got to drive this thing again?
Now I have to drive it. Well, I mean, I've seen some of these driverless cars. Honestly, they don't even have steering wheels.
It's incredible.
I know.
It's incredible.
Such a bizarre idea.
Look at us here. Like, I can't believe the future's coming.
That is. Listen, it's going to happen. 623 on WMAL.
Ascent Audiology specializes in helping patients with hearing loss and tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. Hi, I'm Dr. Ann Sola, Chief Audiologist at Ascent Audiology. We're staffed with expert hearing doctors, have 7 metro locations, and have over 1,000 five-star reviews.
Meet Valerie, one of our patients.
Anyone noticing ringing in their ears, feeling the struggle in their relationships due to potential hearing loss, I would strongly recommend that they get tested and checked. I strongly recommend Ascent Audiology to anyone with hearing issues.
Right now, we're offering a limited-time special with hearing aids starting at $995. Visit Ascent Audiology at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. Schedule your free consultation. Visit Ascent Audiology at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700.
If you or someone you know is struggling with alcohol or drugs, from drinking every day to taking prescription drugs without a prescription or using cocaine, opiates, or any other hard illegal drug, you need to know you're not alone. There are programs to help get your life back on track, and you don't have to hit rock bottom. Take 5 minutes to talk with someone that cares. Call the Addiction Recovery Hotline today at 1-800-509-9233. That's 1-800-509-9233. When you call, a trained advisor will listen and make recommendations that will be in your best interest, from simple detox programs to 30-day inpatient programs. This is a completely confidential free service that won't judge. They listen and offer hope and help. The goal is to find the right program or facility that fits your situation, but you have to call. In addition, this hotline offers a better opportunity for success against relapse with their unique program facility matching service. Don't lose your life, career, or loved ones. Know your options. Call the Addiction Recovery Hotline today. 1-800-509-9233. 1-800-509-9233. That's 1-800-509-9233.
More of your calls straight ahead right now, 625 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, doing much better. Eastbound side of 66, the crash at the Beltway gone. So overall, volume in Manassas towards Centerville as you head from Nutley up to the Beltway. Westbound approaching Nutley Street, though, that's where we have a new crash on the westbound side. Just keep alert. You're getting by a little few extra moments to get you through. So patience there. Out of Stafford to Aquia, 95 with our normal delays again into Woodbridge. You're seeing some of that stop and go. 395 without any problems reported. Now, let's get you around the Beltway. Good. Virginia, Maryland, starting to see some of that volume on the increase to the Wilson Bridge and through Silver Spring. Leaving Ellicott City, the crash should be on the shoulder now, so getting a little bit better. Southbound 29, right as you come up to the exit ramp for Route 100. Update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds, some patchy thick fog this morning. Temperatures will rise to the mid-50s and then slowly fall this afternoon with developing sunshine and a west-northwesterly wind. Tonight, 29 and clear. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 39. Friday, for now, we're going mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. There may be a little bit of snow Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 46 degrees, 626 on WMAL. Are you ready to give up driving? Because I'm telling you right now, the Consumer Electronics Show, all of the major car manufacturers, Ford, Chevy, GM, everybody, they're showing off their new driverless car technology. These are cars that you can't buy yet, but what they call concept cars.
Yes.
And it's coming. I mean, they're going to be building more and more of this technology into cars, and there is a day in the not-too-distant future where the car will be able to drive without the need for a human driver.
And I adore driving. I
do
love
too, yeah.
Driving. I mean, I love driving. I love flirting with the speed limit. That's all I'll say. But I also just love the ability to drive. And I also simultaneously, as much as I'm fighting this, know that I will be seduced by the technology of driverless cars at some point.
Eric in Colorado listening online this morning. What do you think there, Eric?
From God's country. Only as a tourist, because I have no clue about how traffic works in D.C. or San Francisco or Houston. I'm okay here, but if I'm a tourist somewhere, I would love to.
That's true. I recall the first time I came to D.C., I could have used a driverless car getting me around.
Well, and that's the idea of the driver Uberless car, driverless Uber car.
Yes.
That's what they're going to try to do, is provide that kind of, for people to come into town, for example. By the way, Eric, I was just in your fair state over the holidays, and one of the great joys I had was driving up to Winter Park, Colorado, driving through the mountain passes. I then came down to Denver, and I drove up to Wyoming, and I did a trip from Cheyenne to Laramie, and then back down to Denver just to say that I had been in Wyoming, just for the sheer joy of driving.
Right, and you weren't reading a newspaper the entire time, not staring at the road.
I would hate to leave that. I really would. It's 628 on WMAL.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. It's 2017 and time to say goodbye to yesterday's old-fashioned traditional approach to selling homes. Our innovative 5-star hybrid approach has already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan.
He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up in just a moment, Kalorama is not only going to have the Obamas living in it, but Ivanka Trump and her husband Jared Kushner have bought a house in Kalorama. What kind of advice do you have for somebody who's just moving into a new D.C. neighborhood? We'll take your calls coming up in just a moment. 6:30, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A towering figure in Virginia state politics has died. Former state senator Charles Colgan, who just retired a year ago after 40 years in the Senate, died yesterday at age 90. Colgan was the all-time longest-serving member of the Virginia Senate. There's a new twist this morning in the Donald Trump versus U.S. intelligence saga.
President-elect Donald Trump striking a conspiratorial tone yet again against U.S. intelligence. In a new cryptic tweet, Trump writes, intelligence briefing on so-called Russian hacking was delayed until Friday. Perhaps more time needed to build a case. Very strange. But U.S. intelligence officials say there's no delay. They say the meeting was always set to take place later this week, adding President Obama has yet to receive the full briefing on Russian hacking.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. Republicans who control the House have once again said no to a request from D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton that she be allowed to vote with the rest of the House on amendments and procedural issues. Norton had framed her request this year as a, quote, down payment on full voting rights for D.C. and Congress. Fox News was reportedly ready to offer Megyn Kelly $25 million a year to stay, but she says her decision to jump to NBC was motivated by her top priority, her children.
I am very grateful to NBC for this opportunity, and I am deeply thankful to Fox News for the wonderful 12 years I have had here. I have grown up here and been given every chance a young reporter could ever ask for.
No word yet on a possible replacement for Kelly at Fox. Charles Manson is said to be in the hospital. A California corrections official would only confirm, though, that the 82-year-old convicted killer and cult leader is still alive. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,882, the NASDAQ at 54,29. Sports, the Caps win their third straight, beating the Maple Leafs in overtime. The Wizards drop another one on the road, losing to the Mavericks in Dallas. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
This New Year's, make the resolution to earn your degree and build a better future. Our 90-plus programs and specializations can help build the skills and confidence you need to succeed. Spring classes start soon. For a resolution worth keeping, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
Don't wait until spring to replace your roof. Winter is the slowest time of year for roofing companies, and that means you can take advantage of big savings. New Look Home Design is offering 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off all materials. Have your roof replaced before the damage gets more expensive. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
Are you retired or soon will be? Is your will up to date? Don't want to leave a mess for your family to clean up? I'm Attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Going west on 66, not used to a delay in the morning here. So a heads up, little extra time needed. The crash causing the backups is westbound 66 at Nutley Street. They still have the right lane blocked, but they have released two lanes to get you by. Delays, though, from the Beltway to Nutley Street. Let's go eastbound with the normal volume through Manassas Centerville. As you approach the Beltway, that earlier eastbound crash, that has been cleared. Now, Maryland, still, you cannot use an Aspen Hill. Connecticut Avenue remains closed just off of Georgia Avenue over near the Kmart. So a stretch of Connecticut Avenue between Georgia and Belpre closed, a tree down, so they're dealing with that. Out of Ellicott City, better, you can use 29. The accident southbound 29 at Route 100 cleared, and the delays have cleared out. And what I see is a lot of bailout traffic that took 32 off of 70 through West Friendship. So again, 29, definitely a good option for you now that the crash is gone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mid-50s probably occurring in the first half of the day. Clouds and some patchy thick fog in spots this morning. And this afternoon, developing sunshine with a gusty west-northwesterly wind. Tonight, clear 29. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 39. On Friday, mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Chantilly, 43 in Bowie, 46 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, we're talking about cybersecurity issues with Morgan Wright. 7:35, Judicial Watch's Tom Fitton will join us to talk about a move yesterday where they tried to sort of impale or put shackles on an ethics committee, an ethics operation up there. He'll explain all that and why he's still concerned. 8:35, Dylan Byers with CNN on Megyn Kelly's big move away from Fox News over to NBC. I'm Brian Wilson, joined in studio today by Vince Colonnaise, the editor-in-chief of The Daily Caller, must-reading for anybody who wants to know what's going on in Washington and find those stories that nobody else finds. Good morning to you, Vince.
Good morning.
All right. So Ivanka Trump and yes. Jared Kushner have apparently decided that they're going to move to D.C. and they bought a house. This comes to us from the Washingtonian. I'm reading from the story. A six-bedroom house over on Tracy Place in Kalorama sold on December 22nd for $5.5 million. Washington Fine Properties tells the Washingtonians that, that this will be the house where Ivanka and Jared and the family will live, although it is not clear whether they actually bought it or somebody else bought it and they are renting it from the person who bought the house. One way or the other, they're moving to Calorama in Northwest, and they'll actually only be about two blocks from where the Obamas are going to live, where they're renting a place where they expect to live most of the time while the girls are still in school after the president leaves the White House on January 20th.
Right, so they're already guaranteed to have neighbors with whom they disagree. So yeah, most people don't have the luxury of knowing that. Yeah, they're going right in.
Can you imagine going to that neighborhood association meeting and having Ivanka in the room and then also, you know, Michelle and Barack coming in to talk about their concern about a fence that somebody wants to build?
Yes, the new deck for the Ivanka house.
Here's my question for you. You ready? Here's the question. Look, when you come to D.C., I think you have to recognize this city is not like any other city, any other place you've ever lived before. It takes, you know, some time to figure out how things work here. And so, as a public service to Ivanka and Jared Kushner, let's give them some advice on what they should know as they move into the D.C. area and what they need to know about living here and how it's different from other places. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMALC. Here's the thing. First of all, I expect, you know, they're going to move in soon, you know, ahead of the inauguration. And after some morning show, I'm going to put together a basket of muffins and go over and just, you know, be the official welcome.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be well received. I'm sure the Secret Service is going to let you walk.
Hi,
right
Ivanka.
Up to the door.
Hi, Jared. Welcome to the neighborhood. Here's a basket of muffins. I just wanted to tell you a few things about living in D.C. And one of the things I will tell them is just get over it. Be a Redskins fan because you're just going to get unmitigated hell if you're not. The other thing I would tell them is, you know, there are these things called speed cameras. They're everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the one thing and the only thing that the district government does well is manage the speed cameras. They're very efficient and very effective, and you need to be aware of them because it will change the way you live and the way you drive, if you drive at all. I don't know. Does she drive?
All the more reason why, if you're going to live and work in D.C., you should leave early if you want to be somewhere on time.
That's right. And listen to Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. But I'm reminded of the quote from JFK, who was asked, you know, to talk about D.C. He said the District of Columbia is a place known for its northern charm and southern efficiency. And that encapsulate is what D.C. is and has always been. It's a town where the people have northern charm and southern efficiency.
Yes, and make sure the other thing that D.C. is very efficient at, and as I've alluded to earlier, is parking tickets. So Ivanka and Jared, you need to be very careful about where you park. Look at those signs. I realize occasionally they can be very complicated. Maybe bring a lawyer with you, have them study the sign as well, and make sure to pay precisely the amount of money you need to for exactly the amount of time. Because if you leave that for a second, chances are you're going to be walking away with a parking ticket.
There are all these little weird... We need to explain to them what traffic circles are.
Right.
I'm not sure that they have had the experiences with traffic circles and this whole idea that...
They're handled very differently than they are in New Jersey and New York. Traffic circles are a very different experience up there than they are in Washington, D.C.
Howard in Manassas, you're on with Brian and Vince Colonnades this morning. What advice do you have for Ivanka and Jared as they move into the District of Columbia? You know, it's a different kind of place. What would you tell them?
I would tell them, do not let that city corrupt you. Many good people go there and get corrupted. And if they do get corrupted, move back on out here to Manassas, and us country folks will fix them.
Yeah. So you'd like to have Ivanka as your neighbor? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know about that necessarily. She's too pretty. I've got enough temptations in my life. I
All right. Man who cuts right to the chase.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you guys.
Thank you very much, Howard. Thanks for the call. Yeah. It is such a different place. I mean, I've lived in a lot of different places around the country, and it was a real... One of the things that I noticed when I first came to town was I would get into an elevator. And I come from Texas, and I had, in between Texas and D.C., had lived in actually in the southernmost part of Alabama, where people are incredibly friendly. People here are not that friendly. And I would get into an elevator, and I would say, hey, good morning, how are you? And then people would just look at me, you're talking to me. Why are you talking to me?
Well, the variance is why.
I don't know you.
There are some friendly people that I'm still encountering in D.C., but you're right. It's totally... It's a happy balance sometimes of both the North and the South.
Yeah, it is. And I would look at them, and they would sort of like look at me like, why are you talking to me? I quit doing it.
You've been corrupted by D.C.
I was in that way. I indeed was corrupted by the folks here in D.C. I decided that I would no longer do that. And then I went back home, to Texas to visit my mom, and she sent me down to the grocery store, the 7-Eleven around the corner, to get some stuff for dinner. And they started talking to me at the counter. And I found myself going, why are you talking to me?
Yeah, now you're the guy not making that contact.
Yeah, and then I realized, no, this is the way it should be. This is the way it should be. Well, it's going to be very interesting to see how they adjust to a life in Washington. What her official role is going to be, still sort of unclear.
Definitely, but obviously it's official enough that she's either buying and or renting a $5.5 million home nearby the White House, so she's going to have a role. And, one of the things that I find so interesting about D.C. that makes it a unique city is the fact that she's moving in close to Obama. That's actually the least surprising thing, because how many people on both sides of the aisle live very close to each other in these neighborhoods within Washington and get along just fine as neighbors and then go to combat when they get to work?
Well, that is true. And in the old days, it used to be that you would fight each other on the floor and then you would drink at 5 o'clock. I'm not sure that happens anymore. Do you?
Well, people are too busy on their smartphones now.
Yeah. Greg and Alexandria, what do you think? You're on with Brian and Vince Colonnaise this morning.
Well, I'm going to suggest that whatever vehicles are going to be driving should have enhanced or beefed up suspensions, because I hear that the roads at D.C. are paved, but that's open to interpretation.
You make a good point. I mean, I don't think I've been in third world countries. Haiti has better roads at times than the District of Columbia has.
That's quite a commentary on Washington, D.C.'s roads.
It really is true. It is absolutely true.
And Ivanka's too delicate for that. We cannot have roads that are not pristinely paved.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. I'll be over with a basket of muffins as soon as you get settled. Just send me a note. Let me know that you're settled, and I'll come over and welcome you officially.
Nothing says hello like double chocolate chip.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. It is now 6:45 on WML. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You had me at muffin. All right. Good morning into the Wilson Bridge. It's a normal commute here as you head from St. Barnabas Road from Maryland and toward Virginia. DC 295. It just had some stop-and-go delays as you come off the Beltway, but now crash reported up near the Naval Research Lab. A fire and rescue on their way. So if you're heading north on 295 near NRL, just keep alert through that stretch. 66, an unusual backup is westbound. Delays from the Beltway to Nutley Street. They still block the right lane with accident cleanup there. No problems to report coming eastbound. Just the normal stop and go. Coming in off of Leesburg, Route 7, quiet, 270, just busy. Heavy volume through Urbana and Hyattstown. And now we push slow through Germantown and Gaithersburg, and still some foggy conditions as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mid-50s probably occurring in the first half of the day. Clouds and some patchy thick fog in spots this morning. Then this afternoon, developing sunshine with a gusty west-northwesterly wind. Tonight, clear 29. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 39. On Friday, mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 46 degrees. It is now 6:46 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, joined today by Vince Colonnaise, the editor-in-chief of the Daily Caller. And Vince, good to have you here this morning.
And a long-time Mornings on the Mall listener.
That's right.
Grateful to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. Congress yesterday, the 115th Congress, was gaveled into order. And it was a sort of an ugly day on Capitol Hill because of this thing called the Office of Congressional Ethics and a sort of a controversy that developed around it. Let me see if I can give you the details of this, sort of lay out the basics of the story. There is this thing called the Office of Congressional Ethics. They act as sort of a grand jury for the House Ethics Committee. House Ethics Committee is equally divided among Republicans and Democrats, and many people thought it was ineffective. So what they did was they set up this Office of Congressional Ethics to act as a grand jury, to investigate matters, and to make referrals for the entire Ethics Committee to consider. Over the years, some members of Congress have felt that Office of Congressional Ethics had gotten too powerful and was, mucking up things that turned out to be not a whole lot there, and that they wanted to sort of rein in the power of that office. And so in the rules that were, passed yesterday that the 115th Congress will operate under was an element that was put forward by Congressman Goodlatte Bob Goodlatte of Virginia, that would have sort of reined in this Office of Congressional Ethics. And all hell broke loose.
Big time, including President-elect Trump getting into the fray and tweeting that with all that Congress has to do, why is it spending time on this issue? And clearly, I think, forget whatever the implications are, and clearly members of Congress had an issue with this. Enough so that they decided that this was a good move for whatever reason. I guess we're as far from an election, basically, as you can get. So may as well, if you're going to take care of something that voters are going to be upset with, it may as well be after an election had just taken place. But they attempted to do that, and in so doing, just chopping anything that looks like it's going to hold members of Congress accountable, bad idea as you're going to start a new Congress. And that's what President-elect Trump had to say, and that's why it got upended yesterday.
It really did. And so Trump tweets about it. Paul Ryan goes down and has a meeting with the key players and says, we're getting killed over this. And listen, let me tell you, you talk about your self-inflicted wound. At a time when we have a guy coming into the presidency who has made the case that he's going to come to Washington and drain the swamp, leaving the perception in the mind or giving the Democrats the argument that Republicans don't care about ethics and they're trying to diminish or shackle this office of congressional ethics.
It's literally handing them ammunition.
It was literally like handing them hand grenades. Here, blow us up, please. It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And thank goodness Paul Ryan got into a room and said, Donald Trump is not going to put up with this. I'm not going to put up with this. This needs to go away. How did this even get in the rules? And he was very upset, but apparently they rolled it back, and it is not going to be changed in any way. However, at 7:35, we'll hear from Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, who's very concerned about this, who thinks that this Office of Congressional Ethics is a good thing, and that it still might be mucked around with, and he'll give us his opinion coming up at 7:35.
By the way, if it's Congress's job to suddenly be taking on quasi-constitutional organizations, maybe they should start with the many agencies that are foisting regulations upon the American people in a way that doesn't have anything to do with things that members of Congress vote for.
Yeah.
So we've got agencies that are out of control, and Congress is focused on the thing that only impacts their lives?
Here's Representative Andy Harris, who was on Larry O'Connor's show yesterday afternoon.
It's all it's fake news. You know this ethics, the Office of Congressional Ethics was dreamed up, cooked up by Nancy Pelosi with the same care she cooked up Obamacare with. It's a great idea. We need ethics. We need to have control over ethics. But the fact of the matter is, you had the Office of Congressional Ethics ran roughshod over people's ability to first of all face their accuser. I mean, they were politically motivated, anonymous charges. Criminal in nature made. You didn't know who the accuser was, and you didn't have due process to protect yourself from the charges while the OCE was investigating them. So we can have ethics and have it done right, just like we're going to have health care and have it done right, but it's not going to be Nancy Pelosi's way.
So, I mean, even though that may all be true, it was incredibly dumb to do it yesterday.
Because nobody made the case to the American public that this was something that needed to be fixed. They just rushed into attempting it. And something that looks like it's detracting from holding congressmen accountable? Bad thing.
651.
For a move befitting a president, call my friend Eric Stewart to help you buy or sell your home in D.C., Maryland, or Virginia. With over 135 homes sold in 2016, Eric has the breadth of knowledge and experience you need to get the right price for you. Call Eric at 800-900-9104 or download the free Market Ready Guide at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com or call 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104.
Why Care Suites of America? Care Suites of America provides custom home additions tailored to meet the care needs of the aging or mobility impaired. For aging parents, injured military, or if it's time to address your own changing needs, a custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost compared to senior and assisted living facilities. To learn more and to meet the Care Suites of America team, visit their booth at the Home and Remodeling Show, January 20th through 22nd at the Dulles Expo Center and online at caresuitesofamerica.com.
Easy as pie. Down the tubes. We have some interesting phrases that pepper our language.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Like that sage advice, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, let me clarify something. To keep something from breaking, you got to take care of it. Heating and air conditioning systems are complex machines. And at Snell Heating and Air, we're the company that's famous for helping you get the most life out of that complex system. And my stand-up guys are front and center, ready to assist 777. That means you can call on Snell's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week with no overtime charges. That goes for quick repairs or regular service calls. So yeah, if it ain't broke, at least keep it maintained. And Snell can sure help you out with that. Peace of mind is a piece of cake with the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Let's check, see how your money's doing. From the news desk at CNBC, here's Tom Busby.
Thank you so much. Cashing out. President-elect Trump's pick to be U.S. Secretary of State. Former ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson has been awarded a staggering $180 million retirement package. Now, this effectively severs all ties he has with the oil giant, and it comes just ahead of his confirmation hearing. On Wall Street, Dow 20,000 back in focus today after the blue chip index shot up 119 points on Tuesday, with healthcare stocks the big gainers, and futures point to slightly more modest gains today. Traders get U.S. auto sales figures for December and for all of last year, as well as mortgage applications for last week and minutes from the Federal Reserve's December policy meeting. And federal regulators ordering two of the nation's top credit reporting agencies, TransUnion and Equifax, to pay $23 million for falsely claiming that the credit scores they sell to customers are the same ones that lenders use to make credit decisions. They're not. Well, I'm Tom Busby from CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
6:55 now, WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, we've been struggling on 66 westbound, and we still continue with this crash. So keep alert if you're coming off of the Beltway. That's where your delays begin, west to go out to Nutley Street. Still have the right lane of the three blocked in that stretch. New accidents, DC 295 northbound. The crews have made it to the crash just north of the Beltway as you work up toward the Naval Research Lab. At least one lane blocked. Let's go southbound out of passing the ICC on Maryland's 95 southbound prior to the Beltway past 212 for the crash, and we're really starting to see those delays quickly forming. 270, about the volume, no incidents reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A cold front pushes through this morning. It'll take the fog and the clouds away. The winds will go around the northwest and start gusting, and then developing sunshine. And temperatures will be in the mid-50s and slowly fall through the afternoon. Upper 20s tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Sijic, the Weather Channel on WMEL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 46 degrees at 6:56. Well, the Titanic continues to fascinate many people. It sunk over 104 years ago. 1,500 men, women, and children lost at sea because it hit an iceberg, right? That was it. Well, yes, it did hit an iceberg. But now there is a new theory that suggests, Vince, that that may not have been the only thing that caused the sinking of the Titanic. According to a new documentary, there was a coal fire inside the hull of the ship that may have started as long as 3 weeks before it set off on that last journey. A smoldering coal fire in the hull, and it was known about. And apparently they're saying that, yes, it hit the iceberg, but it was a fact that this coal fire had been smoldering in the hull that weakened the outer hull of the ship and made it more susceptible to sinking after it hit the iceberg.
Yeah, otherwise it would have just bounced off that iceberg, right?
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, it does seem like, you know, this is maybe the most overly forensically examined event in history that we've constantly been sort of delving into. Why did the Titanic sink? It was supposed to be unsinkable. I'm amazed that we don't spend more time looking at products that promise things that don't come true.
Is there anyone there?
Yes, well, you see.
Iceberg, right ahead!
Thank you.
Yeah, so it wasn't just the iceberg.
Iceberg, right ahead!
On the starboard,
get the band up on the deck. Start rearranging the chairs. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I've been fascinated by this. I've seen the documentaries, the Ballard documentaries, where they go down and look at the remains. But apparently this documentary goes into some great details. This guy spent some 30 years researching the Titanic. And that they say that the fire, which was in a three-story high bunker next to the ship's boilers room, damaged its hull. And this helped to seal the fate long before it slammed into the iceberg. It was weakened before it hit the iceberg.
Boy, what a lousy way to get a ship launched, though.
Yeah.
This ship you're so proud of, there's like a fire in the boiler room before you ever have a chance to even get it out.
How in the world can you have a fire and have it go, you know, and still say, oh, forget the fire in the boiler room. we'll head on out anyway.
Let's get this thing going. Yeah, no, I think the lawsuits are probably a little late to this one.
That's right. I don't know that there's any lawsuits that can be filed at this point. Experts are questioning this, saying, like, well, it's compelling and interesting. I'm not really sure that in the grand scheme of things it had an impact. But nonetheless, even some 104 years after the sinking of the Titanic, we continue to find out new things about that event.
Don't you do that. Don't you say your goodbyes.
Coming up on WMAL in the next hour, we'll talk cybersecurity. We'll also talk about the Office of Congressional Ethics and what the heck happened yesterday on Capitol Hill. It's all straight ahead, 7 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes...
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.